We're travelling along the Ganges, travelling down the Ganges. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if you could perhaps help us to understand, why is the Ganges so sacred to Indians?
Ganga and me has a very special relation. When I was on the banks of Ganga, I could feel the power. Eyes are closed. And in those moments, that charging, which I needed every day, our mobile today needs charging. Cell phones need charging. That charging was also available immediately whenever I needed. For that reason...
From the river.
From the river. And I can tell you, not only me, this is the experience of many who left their families, came to the Himalayas, were there. They were not all just came just for they had nothing and they came to find peace. They were judges. They were doctors. They were engineers. They were professionals. This place, especially, has become a powerhouse.
Hinduism is a set of ancient beliefs allowing followers to create their own relationship with a multiplicity of gods. There's no central authority in Hinduism, no single founding text. Most foreign visitors to ashrams don't come looking to convert, but instead to find time to think and unwind with the help of practices like yoga.
Yoga and meditation, oh, that's where we're going.